World star. World star.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most totally not hungover, everything's fine over here podcast. My name is Matt. I'm totally cool. Andy, what's up?
I guess if we're going that way, I'm not totally cool then, because I'm totally fine.
Oh, yeah, you're not cool. You're not cool at all.
How you doing?
I've seen better days.
Did you just wake up today like, ugh?
Yeah. Yep.
How much did you ingest?
Too much.
Too much.
Let's just say I was drinking rum.
What kind?
Blackheart.
Nice. I was going to guess, for some reason, I guess when I think rum, I just think of Sailor Jerry's.
Ugh.
But Sailor Jerry's is harsh.
Ugh. More than half the bottle.
Just straight rum, or just did you like mix it?
At first, I was mixing it.
Nice. What do you mix it with?
I just mixed it with Pepsi.
Nice. The colas are the best way to go with rum sometimes.
Yeah. See, I have a nasty habit when I'm playing video games that I sip on whatever I'm drinking a lot.
Oh. What were you playing?
Stick of Truth.
Nice! Isn't that game fantastic?
Yes, it is.
Oh! Oh, God, I love that game. How far are you?
I just beat up Clyde.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Wait.
The mission was beat up Clyde. You know, he reanimates... What's his name?
Did you beat the game then?
Kenny ran off with the stick. So.
Oh, wow.
Am I further than you?
No. I beat the game. You're far. You're far.
Yeah, I figured I was pretty much near the end. Because I'm not leveling anymore.
Gotcha.
I'm at level 15
and I
stopped.
What did you think of the abortion clinic?
Oh, my God.
Just the whole time I was playing, I was like, no fucking way.
Oh, my God. That is the funniest fucking thing. And the song.
Yeah, I know.
Christmas time. What was it?
Oh.
It was like, comes once a year.
Yeah.
Something like that. Fucking
but just, I was like, Nazi fetuses. Fantastic.
Oh my God. When they, that part, I lost my shit when the fetuses first came out. They're like, what would be in the trash in an abortion clinic? I'm like, no. And then what was it, Khloe Kardashian?
Yeah.
They had a big abortion today.
And the boss was Khloe Kardashian's abortion.
Oh my God.
The game just, it got away with so much shit.
I know, and it's awesome.
Yeah, the whole game is just fan-fucking-tastic.
Like the gnomes.
The gnomes were great.
The final fight scene with the...
With your parents.
Oh, and God. You know you get an achievement if you watch that for a minute.
Really?
Yeah, I got it.
What was it called?
It was something simple, like pervert or something that. Something pretty.
Get some cheese.
Yeah, get some cheese. Well, because I was tweeting about it as it was happening, and someone's like, hey, if you watch for a minute, you get a...
Nice.
You get an achievement. I'm like, all right. I didn't actually watch. I made my character watch, and I was on the computer like, tick, 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 tick.
Mm-hmm.
I did record it, though.
That's nice.
I was going to show somebody
later. For later use.
Yeah.
Did you go around and check all the houses you could? Because
most of them, yeah.
There's a lot of funny animations when you open doors.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I got a kick out of it. I was sad when I ran out of houses to open. I was like, oh, no more of those.
Yeah.
But yeah, that game was fantastic.
I got Mr. Slave as a summon really easily.
Yeah.
Because... I just happened to be in the post office, and I got his package.
Nice.
You know, the vibrating one in the back. And then I just happened to walk into his house, and I was like, here you go.
Hey!
And he's like, sweet. Well, call me whenever you need me, except for boss fights.
I was like, aw, summons are pointless. I barely used summons.
I know, summons are kind of pointless.
Dude, when you, the air horn power-up, thing is insane.
I can't level that anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, did you max it?
I maxed out. Other things, and I'm not. I don't level anymore.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I really liked the air horn.
I use assault and battery.
That's a good one.
I love that one.
Is that the baseball bat one?
Yeah, because you can make them four times bleed off of one attack.
Yeah,
and the person behind them bleeds.
I liked the Rochambeau one. I was getting a kick out of that.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great one.
And I have I always have fire on my weapon.
Fire seems to do really well.
Yeah, everyone seems to be weak to fire, so.
I liked bleeding, just because bleeding would fuck some people up.
Yeah, if I'm fighting like a really hard battle, like a boss or something, I'll usually use Assault and Battery, and then my next turn with my character, I'll just hit them with my regular weapon, so they'll be four times bleeding and burning.
Nice. Fuck that shit.
Yeah. And then I do have cold damage on my, what am I using now, lawn darts?
Nice.
Because I figured I always use butters, so I figured I got him and his hammer of butters or whatever for shock damage. So
butters is a good one. I stuck with Stan towards the end.
God, I love butters, man. Butters is awesome.
Stan's ability to hit like the whole row, though, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I got the Canadian halberd.
Nice, nice. I don't think I got that.
It's just a hockey stick with a ice skating blade on the end of it.
I like the Canada part with the 8-bit graphics.
Yeah, Canada was hilarious.
What did you do? Did you choose to kill or?
I did not kill him.
Yeah, oh, see, I killed him.
Oh,
what was your story?
You missed out on a friend request.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Damn. Did you get to the snook part?
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
Dude, going through that and like having to like break walls down. I was just like, I hope my parents don't come down here when I'm playing.
That whole game is like that.
Yeah. My dad's like, I really want to play this. So I installed it on his computer. I don't know if he's played it yet, but I was just like, all right, it's a good game.
Did you get that's a hello phone. Big Gay Owl's friend request?
Yes.
Within in Mr. Slave.
Yes. Yes. I also got Mr. Hat's one, too.
Yeah. That was so funny when I saw Mr. Hat. I was just like, so that's where he is.
Yeah.
I wonder if Mr. Stick will show up. Do you remember Mr. Stick?
Barely. I remember the character, though, but I don't remember.
He was brief. It was when Mr. Garrison broke up with Mr. Hat, and he had Mr. Stick for a while, and then he got back with Mr. Hat, and then he got Mr. Slave.
Mr. Slave is one of my favorite characters.
Mr. Slave
is
awesome.
I love that character.
His fucking summon.
Yes.
Ooh, this could be fun.
And then I always love the City Walk guy. That guy just...
Oh, yeah. Oh! Hello, Mongolians.
Yeah.
I'll keep the parents busy. You go beat up their kids.
Oh, Mongolian beef so shitty.
Did you... You probably did. You found Jesus.
Yeah. I love that. He's like, you found Jesus.
Oh.
That game is just triple A moments after another.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. It's a fantastic game. Would you get it on?
360. Nice.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah. That game's fucking amazing.
I have this for you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Andrew. Who's Andrew?
I know.
And... Camilla? Oh, I guess I'll open this. Fucking junk mail.
Camilla will be here, like, choking you right now. Junk mail!
I'm fucking kidding, Camilla. Goddammit. I don't want to rip it too much.
Just fucking rip it.
It's pristine. It's a happy moment.
Oh, no. Well, you opened it that way.
Save the date of September 14th, 2014, for the wedding of Camilla Cusani Visconti.
Yeah, nice.
I'm always good at that. And Andrew Philip Myers.
Is it two L's or one L on there?
Two L's.
All right, cool.
You don't even know?
Yeah, we still don't know how to spell my middle name, honestly. We just guessed that it's two L's.
The Jocelyn Castle, Omaha, Nebraska.
And it's a magnet, so you can stick it on the side of your computer.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking that, too. Oh, that's nice. We still have to go and do the tux thing.
It's okay. We got time.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just that I was just open.
I'm going to put this in my mini fridge.
Oh, yeah. That's why I did magnets. Stick it in the most, like, accessible, easy to see spot.
Yeah, so I'll remember to go to your wedding.
Yeah.
Right. That thing.
That. Oh, that's this weekend.
Oh.
I made plans.
Good thing I'm not in. Oh, shit.
I needed to be there an hour ago. You just rush there and the ceremony's ending and you're just like, I'll just back out.
With like the messy hair I've got now. I'm like, it's good. I'm good.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Oh.
All right. I do. Let's go.
So how is Pathfinder?
Fucking frustrating.
Really?
Fuck.
Is it because of the situation or just your other players?
A little bit of column A, column B. I felt like the voice of reason last night, but no one was listening to me.
You seem to always be a good voice of reason in Pathfinder. You always seem to have the like, hey guys.
I am quite often the voice of reason. Stefan is also the voice of reason often too.
Well, good. But at least you have two.
But this time it was me. Actually, Stefan got us into some pretty serious shit. So,
last I knew, you had one more room left of this.
So we went to the Wrath Room.
All right.
We instantly all got separated and started fighting, like, these monsters. All right. I knew right the fuck away that we were fighting each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I knew right away. nobody else did, but the thing is...
Is it your character knew or you knew that you were fighting each other?
Well, both.
Okay.
Really, I mean.
Well, I didn't know if you had like a special skill or something.
I just knew. Okay. I was like, I guess it was me at first, but I was just like, we all got separated. Austin took our stats.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
But also the thing is that I also noticed every time, because Tyler and Stefan were fighting each other, so every time... Tyler would throw a glass bottle, you know, he's an alchemist.
Yeah.
On Stefan's turn, he'd be like, all right, you hear some glass break or something. I'm like,
all right.
Austin really thought one of us was going to die during that.
Really?
But we all decided not to fight.
Nice.
And that cleared the room.
Nice.
Yeah, we had to.
Do you guys still have your succubus?
She is actually free for a week.
Oh.
Yeah.
A week?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I should find her. I'll let you know.
Okay.
We'll get to it. So then we go to the final room. We fight Corvo, the alchemist who has a gold plate in his chest. Some other big fucking... I forgot how Austin put it, but this like it's just some monstrosity... alchemist Frankenstein looking thing and some demon that's obviously like using him as like a marionette.
Gotcha.
Just like,
ooh, no, no, no.
we
I gotcha.
It was a tough fucking fight.
Really?
Was oh my god one? I wouldn't say it was so much long as it was just every time that big thing went, like we had to spend like half of our turns just recovering. Like, I had to heal so fucking much.
Those bosses, just in any game or anywhere, those are the shittiest kinds of bosses where you have to waste turns healing.
Oh, God. So, Tyler 2's died. Yeah.
Like, died?
He died.
Oh, no.
He died.
Was he actually being a tank?
He was actually being a tank, and I was healing the fuck out of him. And the thing that killed him, that big thing, I killed the next turn. I know.
Shitty.
I was like, fuck, you know? The next fucking turn, I would have killed him.
That's crappy. Was he pretty bummed?
Yes. Yes, he was. Not as bummed as I would have been. I'm going to be bummed when my character dies.
Is it just one of those things that, like, you guys just, it's inevitable that you guys are going to die at some point in time? Or
I don't think it's necessarily inevitable, but it quite often happens. I don't think a lot of people... I know Spoonie has a character. He retired because it just max leveled. And
oh, damn.
He no longer uses it just because he's done. So,
gotcha.
But I believe most people end up dying.
So,
new characters.
I know we've gone over this before, but I just can't recall it. When you die, isn't Tyler just making a new character?
Well, not necessarily. I'll get to that.
All right.
So... We kill the things, and the demon, who is actually pretty weak, we're just about to kill. You know, I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill this guy. We actually spared him for information on how to revive Tyler.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Nice.
So we take all Tyler's gear off and stuff and throw him in our portal hole of
We've got this.
This isn't that the storage thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. We throw him in the hole. Yeah.
I mean, and you only get 10 minutes of air in there, but he's dead. So.
Yeah, that's true.
So we threw him in the hole.
All right. Rock on.
And then we actually didn't play last week, so we played last night. Right. And so we were still in that room, the final room where we killed everybody. And Tyler's taking all chemical stuff because, you know, he's an alchemist too. So he's taking all this guy's stuff. And we, and I take the gold plate.
Nice.
And this is the first part where I felt like the voice of reason and no one was listening to me. We, Austin, we all did a perception check, and Austin's like, you know, you feel like darkness is covering the room or something bad's about to happen. You know? And I was like, guys, we should leave. Like, we should get out of here. We should go. And fucking Tyler's just like, wait, hold on. I haven't checked in this room yet. I'm like, guys, we gotta go. Like, we have to leave. Finally, we leave, and we actually come across the alchemist that I killed, Corvo.
No way.
Yeah, and he's like, ooh, thank you for freeing me from that or something. And Lenny, a.k.a. Shaw, he wants to call Shaw, said he's like, yeah, I've seen him die multiple times, so don't expect him to be dead. But he was actually thankful.
Oh, that's nice.
He's like, oh, yeah, thanks. And then he said, I'll answer one question.
Oh, shit.
Oh, this reminds me. Tyler found, like, you know those plague masks?
Yeah.
Tyler found one of those. He put it on and got.
So he's a little gnome with the plague.
Well, it gave him an affliction. He has multiple personality disorder now. And every morning we rolled a D4. He got two more personalities in addition to the one he already has. But every morning he has to roll for which one he.
Is.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I know the one he was playing as that session was a chaotic good guy that agrees with everything Stefan says. he like loves Stefan or something. And that's one time Stefan was like, no, that's not right. And he's like, damn it. Fuck. I'm sorry. The other one's like some lawful good something. I don't know. I haven't really seen it play out yet.
That's
but I thought, oh, good, because Tyler's personalities annoy me. Good, he has more.
Fantastic.
So he put it on, and this is why Tyler sometimes annoys me, because he's trying to get Stefan to put it on. This is before he was in that personality. Okay. He's trying to get Stefan to put it on. When Tyler put it on, he heard a voice that said that was a bad choice. But he's still trying to get Stefan to put it on. Like, why would you ever do that?
That's random.
Like, why would you even do that? Why would your character think, huh, he said that's a bad choice. I should get other people to wear it. So I had to he actually fucking lied to me. So I had to do a sense motive to look through his bluff twice.
Oh my goodness.
And both times I succeeded. And he eventually told me what actually happened. I was like, see, don't put it on. God. He can put it on now, though. He already has the infliction.
Nice. So does he get any bonuses from it?
I don't know, actually. No. I'm sure he gets something, but I don't know. Not my mask. I didn't care to check.
True.
So we leave. We run into him. He said he'll answer one question. We asked him where a bunch of golden weapons are.
I mean, that's a legit question.
Yeah, well, the douchebag just said Avalon. Like, he just told us a city. Like, thanks. And so when he walked away, we were all like, when we were laughing at him, and he came back looking for a fight.
That's great.
We ended up not fighting. I kind of thought it might have been a trap. I'm like, we already killed, and I did say multiple times, like, we already killed you once. Yeah. Like, you want to fight again?
This could happen.
And then he was like, well, I was at half strength, and let's not fight him.
Super safe.
So we go out into the forest. We run into a swamp druid, and the demon did tell us that most druids know the spell reincarnate. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cheap, but what would happen is he would lose a level and randomly come back as a different race. So we're like, all right, you know, yeah. We'll, I guess we'll do that.
Is losing a level a big deal?
It is kind of a big deal. He's also about to level, though, so it'll kind of even out.
All right.
He's going to lose a level, but he's going to gain it back pretty quickly. Right. He'll still be a level behind us, but it's not like he's
it's kind of still status quo, I guess. But
right.
So we go to this place of Swamp Druids, which is basically like a voodoo place. All right. And it was creepy. We're told to leave our weapons at the door. I'm like, all right, you know, we'll just leave our weapons. Everyone seems pretty nice. So they don't really like outsiders, but, you know, we're like, we made it pretty clear that we just want to fucking leave. So.
Gotcha. All right.
Stefan fucking tries to hide a weapon. I know. But he just eventually just waited outside.
Oh, that's nice. All
right. I was like, good God. I didn't want to be stuck here and then find his weapon or something. So we go to resurrect Tyler. Reincarnate Tyler, and we successfully reincarnate him.
Nice.
He came back as a half elf.
Hey.
From a human to a half elf, which could have been worse. We almost got a half orc, which would have actually been great for a samurai, but
yeah, especially for a tank.
Because yeah, he would have got strength bonuses.
Yeah.
He did lose 2 strength, and that went into his dexterity, I think, instead.
Oh, okay.
Which I guess isn't so bad because that also ups your AC, I believe, which is what you need to roll to hit something.
Gotcha.
So he may not be as strong anymore, but he's harder to hit. So.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool. That's nice.
But also, he's knocked out. The spell was put on him knocking out. This was just something Austin did because Tyler didn't come.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He, for some reason, thought we weren't going to revive him or something. I don't know. He didn't come. I would have thought at very least he would have rolled a new character.
Did you guys,
well,
like,
Tyler wouldn't have rolled a new character.
Did you text him? Be like,
yeah, we texted him. Like, where you at, bro? All
right. So he's knocked out then? At least he's still back alive.
Yeah. So, oh my God. Here's the funniest part. We're going back to the town we originally came from like weeks ago.
That's the town you guys own, right?
No, no, no. Oh, we were in a different town that it's actually at war with that.
Oh,
town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't right. worry. That'll come into play, too.
Right.
Austin goes, so how are you getting Tyler? And I said, I'm going to drag him through the forest. He said, by his hands or his legs? I said, by his leg. And he's like, face up or face down? I was like, face down. And Austin rolled and goes, okay, he loses 1 charisma. You actually horribly disfigured his face. I'm like, well, that's what you get for not being here.
That's awesome.
I truck him face down on the way back to town.
That's awesome. That's also awesome that a game accounts for that, too.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So
that's funny.
We get back to town. And again, this has happened a billion times, but there's wanted posters of us.
Oh, no.
Said they want Tyler dead. But
Twos or Swanson?
Twos.
All right.
But now he looks completely different. So.
Oh, hey.
So there's that. And we're wanted for questioning.
Do you guys know what you did?
Being associated with Tyler, basically. Since they hate his kingdom, they found out that he was in the town and
gotcha.
We were with him. And so here's the second time I felt like the voice of reason and no one was listening to me. We had to get Tyler just somewhere safe-ish, where you're just going to go to an inn. And so I cast Air Bubble on him, and we put him back in the hole.
Nice.
He has 20 minutes of air. That's it. 20 minutes. 20 minutes of air. And everyone's fucking like, well, hold on, I got to go to the shop. No! I don't know how many times I had to talk over people just to be like, we go to the inn.
Yeah.
We're going to the inn. Going to the inn.
Like, you can go to the inn and then go out later.
I'm going to buy a room. I'm going to do that. And I'm like trying to drag people to the inn. And then we finally get a room, and I just dump Tyler out on the floor. I'm like, that's all we needed to do. We didn't know how long he was going to be there. We did get this fork that as long as you possess it, you don't have to eat.
A fork?
So, yeah.
Nice.
We got it in the gluttony room.
Nice.
So we just put the fork in his hand.
Nice. Hey, that's smart.
So he's laying there on the floor, like rigid with a fork in his hand.
Housekeeping. Oh.
So we go out and Tyler had the plague mask on, so no one could tell who he is. Stefan's easy at disguising, and Stefan also has this hat that if you wear it, you look different. So I wore the hat, and then we went about town. I had to buy a silk pillow because I need it for my nap stack. It's a spell, so.
I had to buy a silk pillow.
I went out and bought a silk pillow, and then I talked to our dwarf friend who is wondering why we're wanted for questioning.
he's like, you know, if you need anything, come find me or something. And he hands me a scroll of teleportation.
Oh.
So, like, we can fucking leave. We can just go away.
That's cool.
This is the most frustrating part of the whole thing.
All right.
We get back to the inn. I say, guys, I have the scroll of teleportation. Oh, yeah. They were fucking... Tyler, now he has that personality. It's been a day later, so now he has the personality where he's, like, in love with Stefan, and he treated Stefan to breakfast or something.
Oh.
And I'm just like, guys, come back to the room. I gotta tell you something. Toe's here. What? I can't... I'm not gonna tell people I have a scroll of teleportation. Public place. Let's come back to the inn. Hold on, we're eating. I'm like, oh, fucking hell. So we go back to the inn, and I'm like, we have a scroll of teleportation. We can just leave. You know, we can go back to Loroth, which is Tyler's kingdom, and we can drop off the gold plate. We can just go. You know, we don't even have to walk. Stefan's like, aren't you curious, though, why they want us for questioning? I'm like, no. I'm not curious at all. Like, I don't want to go in there. We already know the Reavers are bad people. They're evil. And I'm not going to walk right into a... And we know we can't take them, either. I'm not going to walk right up to them and be like, hey, you want us for questioning? Now we're here in your fucking base with all of you. So I was like, no. And Stefan was like, well, it said they wanted him dead, but just us for questioning. Why would they put something different? I said, basically, who cares? Like, let's go. They could kill us at any moment, you know?
Yeah.
Stefan made it pretty clear that he's going no matter what.
Like
he's going to go check it. I'm like, oh, fuck. Bad things happen when you split the party. So here I'm thinking, like, either I go with them so we're not split up, or I don't go and shit could hit the fan with, like, someone could come to the inn and try and attack me or something. I'm going to be alone with a passed out Tyler.
Throw a body at
him. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, I'll go. I should never went. We go in, and we disguise ourselves at first. I don't know why we even bothered to disguise ourselves. We go in, and they start questioning us. And they say, like, we saw you were with them or something. And, you know, where's the body or something? Because we told him he's dead, and we said the body was still at the place we came from with the sin rooms. Gotcha. And shit. So we're like, he's like, how do you get there? And we kind of pointed it out on a map. And he's like, okay, well, we're going to keep you here. We had to turn in our weapons, by the way. We don't have our weapons. He said, okay, we're going to keep you here in these rooms. We're going to go get the body. Oh, and as soon as we have the body, we'll give you the bounty and you guys are free. There's no body. Like, and Stefan said something like, and if there's no body there, and he's like, we're just going to assume you lied to us and probably execute you or something like that. So I'm like, so they're leading us to these fucking rooms to be separate until they go find the body. And I'm like, we're fucked as fuck right now. Like, they're just going to go there, not find a body, come back and execute us. We literally just walked into their fucking trap. And Stefan even said, he's like, yeah, my bad. I'm like,
Jesus.
How many points did I have to make for us not to do this? And even he said something like, I didn't know these two kingdoms were at war or else I would have agreed with you. I'm like, I said it twice. You weren't listening to me. So right before they go in, I'm like, you know, it's pretty hard to get there. I'm like, what if I go with you? And they're like, I don't think we'll need help or something. And then so Austin's like, roll a diplomacy check. Diplomacy's my thing, by the way. I got like a plus 25 in it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I roll 20.
Nice.
Nat 20, which of course is always a success. So they're like, yeah, you can come with us. Later. But here's the thing. So now there's four Reavers with me, and I gotta go all the way back there. I have no plan. I'm literally winging it.
Oh, man.
I have no weapons.
Oh, they didn't give you one back?
No.
I guess you're a prisoner, so.
Yeah.
Dude,
we're not technically prisoners. I don't know why, but we argued with him for a long time on the semantics of this, and I don't know. No, we're being held. We're not prisoners. What the fuck ever. The rooms are nice, apparently, that we were staying in while we were being held. Who cares? We're still fucking prisoners. So, I'm, like I said, I'm winging it. I still have my stuff, like my silk pillow.
Do you have the scroll?
I have the scroll. Damn. So, like I said, I'm winging it. I'm going, we go back there. I'm just like, I don't fucking know. And then, so I see, as I'm walking, I see one of those swamp druids.
Oh, nice.
And he's kind of looking at me like, what's that shit out over there? What the fuck? And I said, remember, I'm still a woman. I said, as womanly as possible, hold on, I got to go take a leak. And they're like, okay, well, we'll send a guard with you and something. And I was like, well, come on, a guard? Really? Do you watch every lady go to the bathroom? He's like, fine, I'll turn my back. I'm like, good. So I kind of crawl away a little bit from him. I'm talking to the swamp druid. And he's like, what are those people doing here? I'm like, I don't know. I need fucking help. I'm like, I need help so bad. So we, I tell him, like, I'm going back to the graveyard monastery area. Like, if you guys could help me out, that would be fan-fucking-tastic. And he's like, okay, we'll meet you there. He's like, here's a little drawing, and like, we'll meet you there. Just, you know, give us a little bit of time or something. So as I come back, I was like, I made a specific note to Austin. I'm like, all right, as we're going, I'm kind of dragging my feet. Like, I'm going slow. And then, as we get closer, I tripped and rolled my ankle. I'm like, guys, I rolled my ankle. You know, and they're giving me shit. They're like, you better get up right now. I'm like, oh, I rolled my ankle. So we get there, and the Reaver tries to open the door. I forgot it was glued shut.
Oh, shit.
So it's glued shut, and I'm like, oh, maybe there's another way in. And I'm talking, again, I kind of sneak around. I start talking to one of the druids. I'm like, help me. And then they get really pissed at me, and they're like, how'd you get out? I'm like, oh, there's a cave or something. We came out through like a cave. So I was like, maybe we can go back in that way. And we go back in, and then Austin said that the big thing that killed Tyler was like ripped to shreds. There's claw marks everywhere. Basically, my plan was to lead them in danger and hope I get out.
That's a good idea.
So we start walking back through, and we walk past the Wrath Room and down the hallway, and Austin said it keeps getting darker and darker. And like I said, there's four guards with me, and actually one waited outside. So there's three behind me, and he's like, you hear three sets of footprints behind you. A little bit later, you only hear two sets of footprints. And we went into the Gluttony Room.
Good idea. I was gonna suggest that. I was like, did you go in there?
Everything had spoiled. I actually had to roll a fortitude check not to get sick.
Damn.
We go in there, and he's like, you know, you hear them rustling around. All of a sudden, you only hear one person rustling around. Like, okay. So he's like, what? That Reaver's like, wait, what's going on? Where is everybody? And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, I said, what's going on? He goes, I know what's going on. You led us into a trap. I'm like, oh, jeez. So I told Austin, I'm like, okay, well, the first thing I do is I'm going to grab the scroll. And I actually start fighting the Reaver.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I do have inflict serious wounds, so.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to fight this guy. You know, I actually hurt him pretty bad once. All of a sudden, Austin said, like, I feel something on my neck, like a dart or something. Ooh. And I'm like, I try and roll a fort check, but I don't pass it. And I'm like, I'm fucking dead. I wake up outside. It's one of the fucking druids.
Oh.
And all the Reavers are laying dead near me. I'm like, oh, my God. Way to make that dramatic, guys. Holy shit, I needed your help. I'm like, what took you so long? He's like, we can't take those on in a one-on-one fight. He's like, we had to separate them. I'm like, oh. I'm like, I need help. My friends are being held captive. And they're like, yeah, we can't help you with that.
Oh, damn.
They're like, do you know anyone powerful? I do know a few powerful people. One, we've prayed to angels, and they help us on occasion. I don't know if I can do it, though, because I don't really have a... I pray to life a thing, you know? Like, So I'm like, okay, well, I got that. Or I got the Inquisitor's camp that can maybe help. I could somehow maybe go back to La'Roth and try and get Tyler's kingdom to attack if I said that their king was being held captive.
In an inn?
Well, I'm going to say he's being held in jail. So basically, that's where the campaign ended for that night. And so basically, I have two things I can do. I can either somehow find a way to break those guys out, or I could teleport away and start a new life.
Man.
If which, in that case, Tyler and Stefan would roll new characters, and we'd continue the campaign with me technically being the only one that survived from the original party.
Oh, man.
Tyler died once, but, you know, he got resurrected, so. So I don't know what to do. But I got a week to think about it. I'm leaning towards saving them. Like,
I mean,
I'm like, what else could I do?
Use the scroll to go back to the kingdom, bring an army with you.
I know. That's what I'm thinking.
And your diplomacy or democracy? Or
diplomacy.
Is 25, so I mean, you could probably talk them into it.
That's true. What I'm worried about is if I actually no, I don't have to be worried about that because we can teleport from Tyler's kingdom as much as we want. We can only teleport back once a week, and that's still on cooldown for like 4 more days.
Nice.
But I could teleport to Tyler's kingdom. They know me, so I could say, you know, everyone's held captive. I need your help really bad. I don't know if they're going to want to start a giant war. Their king's being held captive.
I was going to say, they have their king. So.
But, I mean, I made it out. I made it out of there. I fucking convinced them to take me, and then I got help. I led them into danger, and they all died, and I survived. I could just leave.
Would Stefan and Tyler be pissed if you
left? They both actually said, we wouldn't blame you if you just left.
Oh. Well, then if they're not going to be mad about it.
I know, but...
Is it like the attachment to the current storyline?
Technically, the storyline would continue, but I would be the only one, like, from the original part of it. Well, I guess Tyler would, too, technically, even though he came back as a half-elf, he's still really him. Oh, he's a male, too, again. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that fucking bastard. So, it's just, the goal is to stay alive.
Yeah.
Especially for me, because I'm a healer, so I gotta try and keep people alive. You know, I don't really like the, everyone's like, you know, oh, I'll just roll a new character. It's like... You gotta, because then if you have that
mentality,
every time you go into something dangerous, you're just gonna do something stupid and I'll roll a new character. Gotta treat death as something bad.
Understandable.
And they have my weapons.
Oh,
so I got like 1,000 weapons.
Really? Damn.
I've got so, I mean, not literally 1,000, but I've got a ton of weapons and they're all gone. I wonder if I still have my blade boot. I didn't ask. I might still have my blade boot.
Nice.
They might not check my boot. But they have my fire sword, which I love. They have my morning star. They've got my dagger. They've got my trident. They've got my longbow.
Oh, damn. They have a lot of good stuff, then.
Yeah. I want it back.
Then bring a fucking army.
I should.
Dude, just start that shit.
I should teleport Tyler's kingdom and be like, dude, your king is... being held captive, you gotta go.
Dude, man, come back with an army. How badass is that?
That would be pretty fucking badass. Like, if I break them free, I'm like, we're out of here.
We got an army.
I'm breaking up my man.
That would actually be really cool if you came back with an army, man.
And I could do that relatively quickly. What I was worried about is wasting too much time and they send another party and go find all those dead Reavers.
Yeah,
and they're going to come back pissed, you know?
Yeah.
I was worried about wasting too much time, but if I can teleport straight to Tyler's Kingdom and then teleport straight back...
It shouldn't take that long. It would take the time to gather the army.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Do it. Start an army. How cool is that? Start an army.
I gotta start an army.
Yeah. Start an army. How fucking cool is that? You don't get to do that very often.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, think about it, but... How fucking cool is that? Would that be to start a goddamn army?
That would be sweet.
You would have an army.
Oh. I am really leaning towards saving them.
I bet you could.
Cause
with an army.
Or trying to save them. Yeah, with an army. Because I don't know. I just feel like if I teleport away, it's like...
You just give up on
it. Now what? Yeah. Don't really. I teleport away. They get executed. Tyler lays in the inn for days. Or actually, we did buy an extra day. So after that day is over, they're going to probably come in and check on them.
Oh,
and
man.
Dump them out on the street or something.
I'm taking that fork.
So that's also something I'm kind of worried about, because I cannot go back in a town. Yeah. I can't. Unless I can't sneak at all, by the way. I'm terrible at sneaking.
You can go back into town with an army.
So I'm... I wonder if I still have that hat. Oh, I might still have that hat. Yeah, I never gave it back to Stefan. And they only took my weapons. I still have my stuff, so...
I would imagine you have that
hat. If I have that, I could sneak back in... Wake him up, teleport us both, and it would be, no, fuck, because that ruins the plan of the king is being held captive.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You kind of need to leave him there, almost.
God damn it. This is tough.
Army.
The funny thing is, man, if I do save him, no one's living that down.
Good.
I saved everybody.
I made an army.
God damn, do you know how many lives I've saved since we started this campaign? I only let one slip through my fingers and we revived him. So, fuck, you doing okay?
I'm itching.
Got a lower back, bro. Oh, okay. Yeah, you look itching. Like you were stretching.
No, I just had an itch.
You looked in pain.
Nope. It was just an awkward itch.
Speaking of pain, I was raking forever a couple days ago. My left bicep is sore as fuck.
If you get the gains, get all swole, bro.
Yeah, I drink a protein shake after. Oh, done raking.
Feeling the gains.
I gotta do so much fucking raking.
Dude, raking is just an evil chore.
It is, because it never ends. Like, there is like always something in every spot.
Every time you rake, it's like sweeping at Panera. You can't get everything.
I know.
Like, when you sweep, just shit goes everywhere, and you're like, well, that's as good as it's gonna get.
Yeah. And I kind of got to do it. My dad's going out of town soon, so, like, we're trying to get we wanted to get it raked and fertilized and everything before the grass started greening up, but, you know, there goes that. It's already greening up pretty quickly. So now we're going to do it before it starts raining every day, which it looks like it's going to do soon.
Yeah. So here comes spring.
Oh, hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. Rain!
I'm blooming. Oh, God, we are... over 40 minutes in.
Hey, we had 3 weeks of catch-up, so.
That's true. That's almost an entire podcast, be honest. And we're not even done with the opening segment.
Oh, well.
And I got a lot of stories.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
It's a Stoner Day podcast.
Did you go to church?
I did not. I don't go to church either. Yeah. My parents went to, like, the four-hour one last night. Like... My mom wanted to go, but my dad was just like,
no.
I'm going to take a nap during church.
Does your sister go to church?
No.
Oh, I was going to say she seems like the kind of person that would. My sister doesn't, but she doesn't seem like the kind of person that would.
No, Marissa's just lazy, so.
I was going to say something. Fuck. Oh, yeah, Easter's not on my radar.
Yeah.
I see a lot of people saying, like, happy Easter, it's Easter. I'm just like, Easter's never been good.
Easter and Christmas for the large family. Those are like two big get-togethers, just Christmas and Easter for the large family.
When I was a kid, all I would do was, one, I'd get candy because I'd have an Easter basket out. I'd dye eggs, but I was never really a fan of dyeing eggs, to be honest.
I'd dye one and then I'd be like, I'm done.
Yeah, like, oh, that's neat. Yeah. Dip it in food coloring.
Easter's kind of a child holiday, almost.
Yeah, and then... And then I remember we would go to someone's house, like a family member's house at like fucking noon. And I would have school the next day, and I'm just like, I kind of got to do homework. Yeah. Yeah, Easter egg hunt. Okay. Ooh, found an Easter egg. I'm done. Yeah. So. Anyway, let's get into gaming news.
Yay.
We better start this.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
Marty O'Donnell the legendary composer behind all the Halo franchises. He also wrote compositions for Myth 2, Destiny, which he actually collaborated with Paul McCartney on.
Oh, damn.
I didn't know he collaborated. That's Paul McCartney. That's, video game? Yeah. Right. Was fired by Bungie.
I saw that just randomly.
Yeah. So hopefully he goes 343 and starts making more Halo music.
That'd be nice.
That would be sweet.
I mean, he'd just be like, hey, remember those games you're making now? I made the
music for them. Yeah, and 343 is backed by Microsoft money anyway. They can pay him.
They got enough for damn money.
Because someone speculated that, you know, he's probably getting too expensive. Really? You know, he's a famous composer.
I guess, but I mean, Bungie's... Bungie. They're huge.
I
saw that. I was just going to ignore it, though.
I can't drink.
I was going to let you keep your dignity.
Keep my pride.
Yeah.
I just spilled on myself. I'm a mess.
I need to go back to bed.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, they would just
be like, whoops. Oh, hey, did you finish the music? Yeah.
You're fired. You're fired. Get out of here. Hey, PSN had a flash sale yesterday. Did you get any games?
No, because I already had a bunch from PlayStation Plus.
I didn't get any games. I didn't really. The only game I would have got is Gex, and I have it. So
yeah, I have Gex. I have it for the PS1. Yeah. So
I. Yeah. But here's what they have: Back to the Future, Blast Factor, Braid, Crash Bandicoot 1-3, Crash Commando, Crash Team Racing, Echo Drome 2, Everyday Shooter, Gex, Enter the Gecko, Gotham City Imposters, Jurassic Park: The Game. Which I have streamed. It's on our YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, you yeah, did. Yeah,
I streamed. I said I was going to finish it, but it's been a year now, and I'm not going to finish it. Plants for Zombies, Red Faction, Red Faction 2, Red Faction Battlegrounds, Retro City Rampage, Retrograde, Sam & Max, Spyro the Dragon, Ripto's Rage, and Year of the Dragon, Stuntman. Oh, Spyro the Dragon. That's, oh, my God. I love Spyro.
They, for PlayStation Plus... You might actually be able to look in the back catalog and see if that's still free for you. Because I have all the Spyros from PlayStation Plus.
I should. Yeah. Stuntman Ignition, Super Stardust HD, Tales of Monkey Island, Tokyo Jungle, Urban Trial Freestyle, When Vikings Attack, and World Gone Sour.
Yeah, some of the games I haven't heard of.
Yeah. Interesting. Blizzard has decided to market World of Warcraft in a really silly way.
Really? I haven't heard about this.
New show called Azeroth Choppers.
No fucking way. Really?
Yes.
What?
They're taking the model of the popular American Chopper franchise. They even got Paul Jr., that dude, to coach two different teams as they battle to create a World of Warcraft themed motorcycle. Fans will then get to vote on which one is actually added into the game.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I'm not. This is real. This is real life we live in. Yeah.
You know your MMO is kind of flailing when.
Yeah.
You're making a motorcycle it's show.
Stupid as fuck.
Yeah. They just need to make their new goddamn MMO. That's all they need. That whatever that Project Titan is they're making.
Oh, yeah, I should.
That they've been making for like 8 fucking years.
It's going to get the Duke Nukem treatment.
Yeah.
I still have not played that, by the way.
I'm telling you, you're not missing much, but I mean, it's so bad, it's good.
I should play that. I got too much Stick of Truth in Far Cry 3 to play.
Oh, God, Far Cry 3 was good. Oh, so good.
Well, consider this a win for the Wii U. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 has been delayed indefinitely on Xbox One, but it's still coming to the Wii U.
Oh, hey.
Actually, that's looks nice. Pretty good. I saw the trailer.
Really?
Yeah, it looks sweet.
For the game
or
the movie?
The game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Apparently, movies are good.
Yeah.
I mean,
it looked really good.
Like swinging around and shit.
Yeah, swinging around. He was fighting Kingpin, Electro.
Nice.
Carnage? Did I see Carnage in that?
Carnage is cool. Carnage and Venom are my favorite villains. They're so cool.
Carnage is fun to play in HeroScape because he has this tendril swing. It's easy to get around.
Nice.
Spider-Man fucked my shit the last time we were playing HeroScape. God, I was out fighting some other battle, and I had a bunch of kind of like my mid-level characters. We were fighting on like a mostly ice map, so I drafted an ice team. Right. I drafted Laffy, the Frost Giants, Ice, Icicle, nice. Mr. Freeze, Captain Cold, Iceman, Avalanche. Nice. So, like, I had this ice team. Oh, and Satana's a big ST Rex. Did I send you that Snapchat?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, ah. Who fucking Satana's died like right away. I was kind of pissed.
Oh.
So, like, I was out fighting with Luffy and the Frost Giants, and, like, most of my guys were just kind of hanging back in the base, and fucking Spider-Man comes in and kills, like, six people.
Holy shit.
He wrecked my team. I lost because of Spider-Man. I was like,
Peter Parker, come on.
Fuck. Sucked.
That's crazy. Spider-Man fucking some shit up.
And then Luffy and the Frost Giants were fighting fucking Destroyer Armor and Odin.
Oh, man.
I did all right, but, you know, Destroyer Armor and Odin are two really powerful characters. Luffy's really powerful too. The Frost Giants are not really. They're strong, definitely, but they're not fight Odin and Destroyer Armor strong.
Gotcha.
The only really great thing about them is instead of taking a turn with Luffy, I could take a turn with two Frost Giants. So, mm-hmm. You know.
Nice.
I can fight them with two. Take two turns.
A boogie's two.
But, yeah, fuck Spider-Man. That's what I'm getting out of that. Fuck Spider-Man.
Is that still coming to the PS4 Spider-Man then? If the Xbox One is canceled?
I do see PS4 here on their logo.
Dude, Xbox turned into the PlayStation of last generation, dude. Have you seen the sales numbers?
No.
So Sony has sold 7 million consoles. Microsoft has shipped to stores like 6 million consoles, but they're not releasing how many they've sold.
Wow.
But Sony has sold 7 million.
If only the PS4 would get some fucking games.
I know. With any launch thing, it's coming. I think Bungie's the next big one. Watch Dogs is the next big one.
Watch Dogs, that's right. That is coming out.
Infamous was good. Infamous was really good.
Civilization Beyond Earth takes on the final frontier.
That looks neat.
Yeah, it does.
That
look
is
neat.
A neat concept.
Civilization in space. Yeah.
Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah.
It's cool. It's a cool trailer. I'm excited for the game now. So is it like the next version of Civilization then? Because, you know, like there's Civilization 4 and 5. Like, would this be the 6th, but they're just giving it a name?
You know, I really don't know the details on this.
Yeah, it's so brand new.
I don't know if it's like what you would call the next true installment or if it's kind of like another project.
Gotcha. Yeah. It still looks hella cool.
Yeah.
The idea's neat, too.
But, it does look really neat.
And Sid Meier's doing it, so it'll be good.
The only thing is, like, I don't know. I guess it doesn't matter, but how would you play as Mongolia in space or something? Like,
I don't know.
How do you justify that Mongolia made it to space?
I don't know. It'll be interesting, though, to see how they do it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the game's probably still really early in development.
And if you're listening to this and you're Mongolian, I'm sorry.
Oh, Mongolia.
Replace Mongolia with the Huns or something.
Yeah, so something you don't like.
Yeah, or even Greece. Oh, ancient Greece is here in space, of course.
It's a nice rocket you got that looks like a dick.
It would look like a dick. Oh, man. Snoop Dogg drops Snoopisms in Call of Duty Ghost voice package.
I kind of want Call of Duty for that, just to hear goddamn Snoop Dogg say things.
I'll just wait for it to come out on YouTube or something, playing with it, but that is pretty funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious. What was it? One of the Modern Warfares. It was Exhibit, I think, was the voice. Black Ops 1.
Was
the
it?
Voice Black was Exhibit.
Yeah, Exhibit. I made that, by the way. Nice. Exhibit.
But he does a lot of game
stuff,
too.
He's not Snoop Dogg, though.
Yeah, he's not Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, like, Exhibit has... If I heard a clip of Exhibit talking, I would not be like, oh, that's Exhibit, you know?
Gotcha.
If I heard a clip of Snoop Dogg talking, I'd be like, that's fucking Snoop, come on.
I wonder how much money they had to pay him. Or I wonder if it was his idea.
You know, I don't know, to be honest.
But that's still really neat.
That's pretty neat. All right, Andy, that will do it for gaming news, unless you got anything special.
I bought the PlayStation 4 camera.
Did you?
There's a very good reason why they did not include it in there, because it's like every other PlayStation camera, every generation. I bought it, and I'm just like, this is cool. Not going to use it again.
Neat.
Yep, that's it. Neat.
Sweet. I love this. All right, let's go into technology.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with Three Hit Combo.
You know, that was 2 years ago that we Skyped him about that Easter egg hunt, Skyler.
Really?
It was two years ago.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
A clever crook uses a heat vision drone to hunt down weed and steal it.
That's pretty clever.
Oh, this is out of the UK. Basically, what this man does, we don't have his name, obviously, but he talked to The Wire. Right. But Crook's not giving out his name. Yeah. What he does is he takes this a drone with heat vision, and he looks for the heat signals of growing operations. And because, you know, they use a lot of lamps and stuff like that. And basically just, like, blackmails. Because he even said, he's like, the people that grow, he said, growing cannabis is mainstream. The people growing it are not gangsters. And basically, he either steals it or, like, tells them to pay a tax for him not to turn them in.
Holy shit. That's evil. That's kind of evil.
That's evil as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I mean, clever on him for using a heat seat or a thermal drone.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. I know that's what the drug copters do in Omaha. There's one drug copter that has a thermal camera.
Oh yeah,
that they go over the ghetto or part of towns.
Yeah,
but yeah, huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dastardly.
That is dastardly. Google's new camera app.
Google's new camera?
Yeah, they do have a new camera app.
Is it on your phone? Like, did you get it or?
I did not. I don't have it. No.
Okay.
You will get a little icon if you're taking your video in portrait mode to tell you to turn your fucking phone.
That's
great. There's actually a little thing if you want to look at it, but, you know, they're taking a video and it's telling you to turn your phone. Huh. So hopefully that'll end people fucking taking portrait videos. Have you ever been to World Star Hip Hop?
Yeah, it's all portrait
If you
want
to see portrait videos, go to World Star Hip Hop.
That website is, like, just hilariously horrible.
And then next time you watch a fight, make sure to yell, World Star! World Star!
I just love that term, World Star.
World Star.
The most ghetto thing happens. There's going to be someone yelling World Star somewhere.
All right. I found this map, and I thought it was interesting, and then I realized it's just a fear-mongering map, so now I'm going to make fun of it. It's, do you live near a risky chemical plant?
Oh, God.
Technically, everything that has chemicals is a chemical plant, apparently.
Oh, okay.
And all of them are risky.
Oh, okay.
So, we live near a bunch of risky chemical plants, apparently.
Yeah, like, there's one right down on 144th.
Oh, no, but we live near Casa de Oro Foods. That's a chemical plant. They have ammonia. So.
Probably for cleaning.
Tyson Foods, they have ammonia as well.
Oh, for Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's why I said this is a fear-mongering map, because it's just bullshit. Oh, we also, there's a water treatment plant in town.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a water treatment plant.
Did you hear about where the fuck was it, where they had to, like, waste?
Because
that dude fucking peed in it?
What I don't get is, doesn't that water get treated anyway?
That's what I thought, too, but I wonder if that's...
Basically, the story is this kid apparently peed in, like, thousands of gallons of water.
Yeah. But I don't. Maybe it was already treated water. I don't know. I didn't read the story too much, but I just saw how much water was wasted, and I was just like, "Mother of God!"
It was,
don't pee in your water. Don't pee in your fucking water.
It didn't. They could have used that on crops.
Yeah.
They could have, like, done something with it.
Hopefully they did. Maybe they just said waste. I don't know.
I don't know. But just fucking.
Why do people gotta ruin things for other people? Why you gotta pee in the fucking water?
Yeah, don't what pee in the water, you stupid bastard.
Like, oh, hey, there's
bastard.
All these signs and gates and shit, and you're gonna go past them and pee in your water. Fucking idiot.
Let's see. What else do we got around here? Oh, fertilizer plant.
I know at 120th and L, there's a chemical burning plant.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let me try and zoom in here.
Or a chemical disposal plant.
See if I can find it.
It's kind of by where that old Sam's used to be, or the Avaya giant building was.
There's L Street. There, I'm not 72nd. I'm too far east. There's 120th. Now I need to back out to actually find it.
It's like a chemical processing plant or burning or discard plant.
There is... You're not talking about quality pork, are you?
No.
There's also United States Cold Storage.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
There's some shit there. No accidents reported in the last 5 years.
Well, that's nice.
Let's see if there's any ones with that. Oh, yeah, Tyson Food has an accident in the past 5 years.
That's funny. I'm sure people are getting bored.
Yeah.
All right, that's all I have for technology news.
I love, I can totally tell when you close out a tab on your computer because it's like close, oh, think. All right, we're good.
Close.
Load everywhere.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the Three Hit Combo News Desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler.
Oh,
yeah, Skyler's still in that drop. We've been playing that drop for a long time.
Oh, it's just so good.
I know.
It's a good drop.
I'm not. I don't have this story, but I read it, so I'm just going to share it. A snake ate a giant centipede, and the centipede ate its way out. Isn't that fucking metal?
That is so metal. Oh, my God. Were there pictures?
Yeah, you know what? I'll just click on it and show you some pictures here.
Oh.
If it'll load, there we go. Centipede eats its way
dude,
out of
the snake. That is so fucking metal. Oh my God.
See that shit? It just ate its way out. And look how big it was. That snake fucked up. It's like almost the size of the snake.
Oh. That's nightmare material right there.
Here's nightmare material as well. Britain's youngest parents are 12 and 13 years old.
What?
A 13-year-old and his 12-year-old girlfriend reportedly have become Britain's youngest parents.
What?
Yeah, the Sun reports that the baby who was born last weekend was conceived last summer when the girl was still in primary school. Yep.
Okay. I'm a little speechless.
Did you ever have sex in elementary school when you were playing doctor?
No. These kids must have. Holy shit.
The girl's father is very supportive of his daughter. He said, that little girl does not bring shame to me at all. I am so proud of her that shame doesn't even come into it. The dad who declined to give us his name.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not ashamed, but you can't have my name. She's still my little girl, whether she's done that or not.
Is it a boy or a girl they had? Does it say?
It doesn't say.
Because if it's a boy... That dude's gonna have a hot mom.
Oh my God.
All the kids are, dude, the kid's mom's gonna be like, what, just 11 years older than him? So, yeah.
12.
Oh, 12 years?
12
so,
years.
So, yeah. Gonna have a hot mom.
He's gonna be like 20, and she's gonna be fucking 32.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, when you think about it like that, yeah.
My God.
That got ruined early.
Oh, my God. Wonder if he's going to have any siblings. She started early.
Yeah.
She could be having kids like into her mid-50s.
Oh, Jesus. 22 siblings.
The girl's dad said the new parents say that they are in love and plan to raise the child together. They're not raising shit.
Yeah.
A 13 and a 12-year-old. They're not raising anything.
Can she even have breast milk?
That, oddly, is a great question.
Yeah.
I don't know. If she can have a child, I bet she can have breast milk.
Yeah, that's got to fuck your hormones up, though, man.
Yeah, at 12?
Yeah.
You're just growing into your body, and now you have the pregnancy hormones and shit.
Oh, my God. She must be a bitch.
Yeah, I got to assume you would have to.
I need to start asking people. Everyone, can a 12-year-old have breast milk? Let's put it on Facebook and then get arrested tomorrow.
Because I think it would just depend on whether or not they're sexually developed. And if they can have a kid, they clearly are.
Yeah.
Enough, at least.
Damn, that's fucking crazy, dude. That's crazy. All right.
I wonder if like her dad had her when he was 12. So he's like,
I can't even be mad.
He's like, what would he be? A 24-year-old grandfather or something like that?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I'm almost 24. I could be a grandfather.
Get on that.
Yeah, get on that. Get on that.
You have a year.
Become a grandfather. I've got 2 months before I'm 24.
You got 2 months to do this. Breakthrough science somehow.
I've got 2 months to find a woman, get her pregnant, have a child, have that child grow up, and have a child.
Science.
We can make a movie out of this.
Dude, I thought of the best porno plot the other day. All right, have you seen that In Time Justin Timberlake movie? It had like Amanda Seyfried and Justin Timberlake, and it was like how much time they had to live was on their wrists.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, but I know the plot, okay. And I know what that's about.
Exchange time with erections left.
Oh!
Yep, and that's the plot of the porno.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
Yes.
That's a great fucking
idea.
Isn't that
fucking brilliant?
That's awesome.
I told Josh, and he was like, that is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Especially, like, because the guy, like, say you look and you've got, like, 10 left.
Yeah.
And, like, you get one of those random boners, like, you wake up with one and you look at your wrist and it's 9 left. You're like, fuck! Damn it!
So he has to get laid before his erections run out.
Oh, my God.
I know. I was like, I need $10,000, Josh. That's all I need. We can make this happen.
I'm not even joking. You should pitch that to somebody. That's funny.
I guess I can email Brazzers.
Let's make a College Humor video.
They have money. Yeah. So does Funny or Die. They seem to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
But yeah, College Humor, I think, would take it.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I thought at first you were going to say, like, before you have sex or something, it tells you how much time, like, or how long you're going to have sex.
That'd be funny.
So it's like, you look at your wrist and it says, like, 2 minutes. You're like, you want to do this one? No.
But I can't think of a clever title for it. I mean, In Time works perfect, too.
Yeah, I know.
Just trying to think of random words for erections. Like, anything that would fit within something. Just call it In Me.
A woman finds a dead body during an Easter egg hunt.
Oh, that sucks. Do you know what? There always seems to be something like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Halloween trick-or-treating, dead body. Easter egg finding eggs, dead body.
A Tennessee woman says she made a grisly discovery while hunting for eggs with her 3-year-old son in her backyard.
Oh, that's even darker.
Tara Hanuskova said she had noticed a foul smell but didn't find the source until Wednesday when she noticed tennis shoes in the crawl space under her deck while hunting for eggs with her son. Her son didn't notice the man's body, thank God. And the police investigated discreetly. She said they were very respectful. My son has no idea what happened.
There's a dead fucking body under your house?
She said she doesn't know how the man got there.
Holy shit!
Apparently the man had been dead about 2 weeks.
Holy shit!
The man suffered from a medical condition that could have led to his death.
Why the fuck was he under the house, though?
I don't fucking know.
Holy shit! I would freak the fuck out if there was a body under my house for 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. I've had a month at the longest, but...
It took me a second to register there. How long do you keep bodies under your house?
Month at the longest. That's when they're the perfect tightness.
This kind of reminds me, I don't know why, but it reminds me of something I found on Imgur. This guy who lives in Mexico put out like a camera on his front porch, and like this guy would show up at like 3 a.m. and put stuff in his mailbox.
Really?
And like someone else would come and take it. So one day he grabbed it. And it was, like, a map and, like, hard drives and a bunch of pesos, like...
Oh, shit. Oh,
holy shit.
Oh, they were using his house as probably something insane.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I would have hooked up the fucking hard drive. I'm popping that in right away.
Oh, maybe he didn't know how to do it.
No, that sucks.
Rapper Andre Johnson, a.k.a. Christbearer, severs his penis and jumps from a balcony.
And lives.
Police say Andre Johnson, who performs under the name Christbearer with the Wu-Tang Clan affiliated group, North Star, I see, attempted self-dismemberment early Wednesday morning in North Hollywood. Cops arrived on the scene at 1 a.m. and saw Johnson lying on the sidewalk with critical injuries. He was rushed by ambulance to the hospital.
That sucks. You cut your dick off. You plan on dying. He lived through that.
The musicians told TMZ he hadn't used any hard drugs that would cause him to do such a thing.
Not at all.
Tell you what, I was pretty out of it last night. I wouldn't be surprised if I cut off my penis.
I love my penis. I would never.
Dude, I was.
I treat that thing like it's fucking royalty. I get it crowns.
I put a little hat on it.
Yeah.
Camilla gets really tired of it. What are you doing? Dressing up my penis. Give me 5 minutes. God damn it.
That's a game now.
You should get, like, you could do that easy.
Yeah.
Get a little hat to put on it.
Just use Mr. Potato Head accessories.
Oh, my God. Perfect.
Put the eyes right on top.
No, I would need, like, a real hat. Because it's huge.
It's like a baby's forearm.
Oh, my God.
I love when people use that reference to, like, how big their dick is. They're like, it looks like a baby's arm.
Oh, and the final story I have. A German shepherd was called for jury duty.
Where?
New Jersey.
That is awesome.
See, here's the mix-up. The dog's name is Ivy, but it's the Roman numeral 4, okay. But it's pronounced Ivy, the dog's name. That's because the dog's owner is Barrett Griner IV. And so it came for, apparently, there was a mix-up. It came for 4th Griner, like Ivy.
Oh, gotcha.
So it came for the dog.
That's funny. He should have showed up with the dog.
Yeah.
Jerry.
He was called for Jerry, dude.
Yeah. Rough. Yeah. He likes snacks and pets.
Wolf.
Guilty.
It's the spokesman for the jury. Your Honor.
Ball. He's guilty. It's some insane, like, case, like, brutal murder.
Yeah. He has to be sequestered for, like, 3 weeks.
You can't talk to the public. No one can pet you.
The dog was removed from the jury for talking about the case in public. It was seen telling another dog, fuck you, and then...
The dog's racist.
And then told, yeah, the dog's racist. He only barks at the black people. All right. Okay, so that will do it for this episode of 3 at Combo Podcast. I told everyone it would be 3 times as funny when we came back, so I hope we...
I had a lot of laughs. We had a lot of laughs.
Had a lot of laughs.
Had a lot of time. Do your spiel.
So you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3acombopodcast, twitter.com/3acombopc. That's the number 3. PC stands for podcast. Find us on YouTube. Search 3acombopodcast. Email us 3acombopodcast@gmail.com. For Andy, this is Matt signing out.